Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I'm team bag when it comes to Christmas. You are team...
What a disgrace.
You are team take 10 minutes to wrap every gift. You got
10?
The fancy bows and everything like that.
20.
Well, okay, sorry.
Don't.
Sorry.
Yeah, I put time in.
You got a lot of free time on your hands.
I make time.
No.
To wrap presents.
Be honest. You got a lot of free time.
I do.
You got a lot of free time. The thing about Stacey is, and I had no idea that people did this, she asks for the fancy bows and the fancy boxes back.
Yes.
When she gives a gift. We talked a little bit about this on Friday, and I just want to backtrack and focus on it.
Okay.
Because who does that? Who asks for their bow back?
See, this is the thing. If I'm watching, and this only happens with friend or like family.
Okay.
It's not like, hello, I heard you had a baby here. Like, I just do it with family. It's not, and they know I'm weird. But it's like Christmas, someone's opening the present I gave them, and they take the bow and toss it into the giant pile on the floor of wrapping. Clearly discarding it, I will go and take it out of there and take it back.
You're a little raccoon, hey? Just going through the trash to get your bow back.
I'm a little bit of a trash panda.
Now, what if they are like, ooh, I like this bow, then, and they keep it?
Then they can keep it, of course.
Really?
Oh,
you're not going to be like, excuse me, Susan.
No,
I know it's a nice bow. That is mine. Okay, that's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were like, excuse me. Can I have my bow back,
Give that
please?
Back.
I was like, no, that's mine. It's part of the gift.
Of course.
Now, what about the fancy box? Like, what if you use a box for a gift and it's like, ooh, it's my go-to gift box?
Well, I basically decide if somebody is box worthy.
Elaine over here.
Are they box worthy? Do they deserve to have one of my nice boxes?
Box
and then
worthy.
If they, again, take the box and chuck it into the pile, I will take it back. But if they, like, put it to the side, put a few gifts in it, I'm like, okay, you can have my nice box.
It's the most Mennonite thing I've ever heard you say.
It really is.
And you've said some Mennonite things on this show before. Getting your feelings hurt because someone takes your fancy box.
I know.
Come on.
That's who I am.
Got another restaurant idea, Stacey.
Okay.
I want to open a place called Old Tim's. And it just sells stuff that Tim Hortons no longer has.
Oh, ooh, see, nostalgia?
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Now, this is not a chirp on Tim Hortons. No, no. I love me some Tim's. There are just so many things that Tim's used to have that they could have their own store. Old Tim's.
I like it.
Let's make it a thing, hey? You want a walnut crunch? You're craving a nice rectangle walnut crunch.
Yes.
Old Tim's, come on down. We got you.
What about the Tuscan chicken panini?
Oh, man, was that an underrated item. Oh.
I like that one.
Old Tim's, come on down. You want to eat your bowl after you have some chili? Good news.
You love the bread
bowls. We got them. Old Tim's.
Or what about the fake eggs they used to have?
What a weird selling point, hey? Old Tim's!
Remember when the eggs...
Our eggs aren't real. We've got the fake eggs you miss. Smoking inside. Old Tim's, you can do it. Everything that you used to be able to do at Tim's, we got it at Old Tim's, yeah.
Okay, one of my favorites too, the blueberry fritter. Come on.
That was a sleeper right there.
So good, so much better than apple.
The chocolate chip muffins with the chunky salt on top.
Ooh.
They changed it. They don't have the chunky salt anymore. Bring it back. Oh, wait, don't bring it back because we have a place called Old Tim's.
And then what if they went one step further and also had the old lids on their coffees? Can
good
you imagine?
Times. Good times.
There's got to be a big stock of those somewhere.
The Turkey Bacon Club with honey mustard on it. Not on the side, on it. We've got you at Old Tim's.
Didn't they also have like an oat cake or something?
Oat cakes, yeah. Oh, that's a deep cut right there. That's going back. Cinnamon melts. I don't remember them, but apparently everyone loved them.
It sounds delicious.
And if you're in that everybody group, Old Tim's, here we go. Eclairs, bow ties, remember those too? Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Anything else? Anything else for Old Tim's?
I don't know. Those were pretty good.
That's a whole menu right there.
It
you
is.
Know what? Why stop at Tim's? We could do this for anything.
Yeah.
We could start a chain of olds. Old McDonald's.
Yeah. Yes, that's a farm.
Random job posting that I just saw while I was scrolling.
Are you looking
for
a job?
Don't worry, Stacey. I'm not browsing the classifieds for a job. Don't worry. You're relieved?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to leave.
Well, this was a test, so you passed.
Oh, thank God.
There is no job listing, Stacey. Just kidding. There is one, and it's the best job listing ever. It's from McCain Foods. This is in Toronto, by the way.
That'd be sweet. All the deep and delicious you could eat.
Okay, yeah, sign me up. Okay, you know what? Maybe I might quit. We'll see. The job title is the Director of Potato Strategic Initiatives.
I love it.
This guy's job is potato strategy.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine, like, talking about your job? Like, if you're a single guy, right? And sometimes, you know, you're talking to someone and they're like, What do you do? You always want something cool to say back, right? I'm a potato strategist.
But you know what? That is such a unique job,
right?
That I would right away be like, tell me everything. What do you do on a daily basis?
Right? You clear your schedule and you talk to the potato strategist.
Yes.
Also, this would be a high stress job because what else can you do with potatoes that hasn't already been done? What kind of strategies are you going to come up with for potatoes?
Changing the shape of tater tots. They've already done the square rectangular patty.
Yeah.
They've done the little smiley things for kids.
Triangles. Triangle tots. Coming this fall.
There you go. Circles. Just balls. Potato balls.
That's why we hired you to be our potato strategist, John.
It's so
brilliant.
Random.
Hey, take next week off, buddy. You've strategized enough. Again, what else is there to do? This guy would just be sitting there at his desk all day long. Just, come on, think. What can I do?
McCain potato vodka.
Yeah. We'll put potatoes in the deep and delicious cake. Deep and delicious potato cake. What do you do?
It's, you know what? It's probably, like you said, very high stress. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe we should write a few suggestions on our cover letter.
Imagine the people who have actual jobs at McCain, like head of marketing or head of HR. Here comes the director of potato strategies with his joke of a job. It's busy day at the office, so I'm contemplating turning tater tots into spiral tots. Spiral taters. HR sitting there. We had to let nine people go yesterday, and this is the day that you had? Are you kidding me?
We've talked before about companies putting out products strictly to enrage us and get us to talk about them. What are some of the ones? I can't believe I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I can't believe
Kraft
it's
dinner.
Not butter.
Kraft dinner with the pinkness for Valentine's Day and all those weird toppers you can add to them. And these products where you're just like, okay, come on. That's stupid.
KFC, the candle, the fire log.
I feel like I would love to try that fire log. Who wouldn't want a fire smelling like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
It's just, it's dangerous.
Awful.
You know, be careful what you wish for, Stacey, okay?
But now, Arby's has jumped on that bandwagon and put out two flavored vodkas. And at first, I was like, oh my God, a bacon cheddar vodka? Yes, please. But no. It's not a bacon cheddar vodka.
It's just vodka with some chopped up bacon cheddar sandwich.
Not bacon. Beef and cheddar. Did I say
beef
bacon?
And cheddar.
I meant beef and cheddar.
Whatever.
Anyway. No, they've come out with an crinkle cut fry vodka and a curly fry vodka.
Oh.
I don't know why they needed two, like, fries are not that different in flavor, are they? That they needed two separate vodkas?
Excuse me? Curly fries, way different than any other fry. Maybe crinkle cut fries and normal fries, you can make that argument. But curly fries, no. They're their own beast.
They go on sale November 18th. $60 a bottle.
That's great news. Because whenever I eat curly fries, I think to myself, you know what this needs? Vodka. No.
Well, and I see, the thing is, this in a Caesar would probably be pretty good.
Anything in a Caesar would be pretty good, though. It's masked by all the other flavors.
No, but like jalapeno vodka, amazing.
Yeah.
The bacon vodka I never really got on board with, but I would try this.
So,
but it's not like...
You're not on board with bacon vodka, but you're on board with fry vodka?
I just don't like... I feel like bacon needs to be only bacon. I don't like the taste, like, simulated.
Gotcha.
But at the same time... French fry vodka. It's not like you're going to be either like, I'll have an Arby's curly fry vodka on the rocks. Thanks. No one's doing that,
yeah,
right?
You never know. It might become a thing.
Or shots. Who wants a round of curly fry shots?
Honestly, they might have to. You know how they had their commercials, right? Arby's.
Yeah.
We have the meats. That's a horrible impression.
That wasn't bad.
Their new slogan, though.
Yeah. Arby's. We have the vodkas. would say it's fair to say that they are pretty alert when it comes to noises, unless maybe your animal is not able to hear. But dogs, right, when the doorbell rings, that sort of thing. Some pets are scared of the vacuum cleaner, the smoke detector, that kind of stuff. It turns out those household noises are actually, and obviously, anxiety-inducing in animals.
Oh!
What a surprise! Doorbells, sure. Vacuum cleaners, garbage disposals. Pets don't like it.
No, and as a dog owner, I can attest to that. The vacuum, the enemy of all dogs. What? Even like those new fancy vacuums that are pretty quiet,
dogs just know.
It's like it's in their DNA now that, oh, they see a vacuum? Nope. No.
Well, and it's this loud machine that gets pushed towards them repeatedly. Like, I can see how that would not be good.
Well, put yourself in a dog's shoes, if you will. Imagine a giant machine three times the size of you coming at you.
Yeah.
Once a month. Probably not the best situation. No. What, you vacuum more than once a month?
We got a new vacuum. I love it. It's stupid. Keep going. I vacuum lots.
No, judge me in my grimy house.
It's all good. But see, you have a dog, so they vacuum for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're good.
Well, again, they don't vacuum the carpet because you should probably clean your carpet if your dog's licking it nonstop.
That's true.
But yeah, when it comes to like the kitchen or something, yeah, dog's great. They're basically a kitchen vacuum. They're not really a living room, basement vacuum or whatever. Here's the thing, though. My dog's blind. My dog doesn't have any eyes. So this survey... which noises make your dog really, really anxious? It's every noise for my dog. It's not just a few noises. Hey, smoke alarm, vacuum, whatever. Yeah. It's every single noise. You open a window. Who's that? Who's that? I can't see, guys. Please, someone tell me what that was. Like, our button on our TV, like, we lost our remote for our TV forever, right? And the button on the back is so loud, that'll even give our dog anxiety.
Man.
You push him away. What was that? What was that? You open the blinds loudly. When you have a blind dog, let me, every single noise. You tie your shoes fast. What was that? What's going on, guys? It's everything, and I wouldn't live my life any other way. It's just, it keeps you on your toes, first of all, because you live your life like someone is always asleep. When you're getting ready in the morning, you're kind of like, I don't want to wake them up. That's how I live my life around my dog, because I don't want her to freak out.
That's a quiet place.
Yeah, I know. You know how, again, I am basically the seeing eye person for my dog.
Aww.
It's the opposite, right? You know, blind people, they have seeing eye dogs. No, my dog has a seeing eye human. So the Riders won on Saturday. Big win for the boys. Mm-hmm. They now host a home playoff game. During like the 90s and the early 2000s when a home playoff game for the Riders was like the rarest thing? It was like, whoa, the Riders are playing a home playoff game?
What?
Past couple of years, like the last decade, the Riders always host the
West
semifinal or West final. They're playing great. At the Rider game, though,
were they naked?
No, they were not. Okay. They were wearing a Rider jersey. I believe it was a Dressler. Doesn't really matter. This fan runs onto the field from Pill Country, gets to about the 40 or 50, and then boom goes the dynamite.
Right.
Tackled.
Yes.
See you later, right? It was going viral on TikTok, Twitter, all that stuff. So, yes, this person gets their viral 15 minutes of fame. Worth it?
And then what?
Exactly, right? What's the end game? People who run on the field, we need to talk about this. If you run on the field, hey, whatever. We're all young and dumb once. It happens. You do you, hey? What's your end game?
Let us know. 938-0963 if you've ever ran on the field, obviously.
If you ever ran onto the field. Now, at like a high school game, okay, whatever. When there's no security guards, a couple hundred people in the stands, and, you know, you're not naked. You're just running on the field. You want to get away with it. Senior prank. Whatever.
It's right.
High school football. It'll be fine. At a professional game, when there are security guards.
Well, and that's the thing. You would have to assume, and I know you shouldn't assume, but, like, there has to be alcohol involved.
Yes.
Why would you completely sober be like, okay, guys, here's my big moment. I'm doing it.
I get drunk on life. I don't need beers for my high. I run onto the field at sporting events. That's how I get drunk.
And then if it is just for bragging rights, it's risky because, like you said, security is there and they will tackle you. Sometimes even football players have joined the job
that's
and
the other
tackled
thing.
You as well. You risk some serious injury and a fine.
You were on the field with security guards and like 50 dudes who are way bigger and faster than you. And they're kind of annoyed at you because you've ruined the whole mojo of the game.
Exactly.
So now the players, you see it more often now, they go and tackle the fan that ran on the field. And I love when that happens. I just want to see like a survey or something done, a study.
Stats.
I want to see stats of running on the field. How many people have gotten away with it? Yeah. How many people are sober while doing it?
And where are they now?
Where